Hello, and welcome to the She Flourishes podcast, a weekly soul-stirring conversation that lifts you out of the funk and into the flourishing life so you can live life as the best version of you. I'm your host, Brenda Jasmine. For the past 11 years, I've been coaching women and leading personal development workshops as a speaker and mindset coach. She Flourishes is an extension of those workshops and conversations and is designed to help you create the flourishing life that you were meant to live. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the She Flourishes podcast. Today I want to talk to you about designing your dream life. And there's a quote I want to start with today. It's a quote that I really love. It's by Dr. Howard Thurman, and it goes like this. Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive, and go and do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. I love that quote. I love this whole idea of figuring out what makes you come alive. Or you hear a lot of people saying, you know, what lights you up? You know, what is that? What makes you come alive? What lights you up? Do you even know? And if I were to ask you, you know, could you answer that question? I know for me, what lights me up, what makes me come alive, is definitely teaching, teaching personal development, teaching, you know, or to companies, teaching resilience, psychological safety, teaching personal development workshops, especially to women. I love doing that, as you know, and hear, you know, all the things I do when I, the things I talk about here on the She Flourishes podcast. I get so excited about positive psychology and flourishing and personal development. That lights me up. And yes, in my spare time, I do. I read books on this and I watch videos and I listen to podcasts, and I always love to be learning and taking courses and finding out the latest information that I can share. So that is definitely, definitely one of the things that lights me up. And there's lots of things, you know. I think sometimes we get hung up on thinking, you know, there's one passion that we have to follow or one purpose that we have to follow. And I think we can get stuck sometimes in thinking it has to be just one thing. And so, you know, even when I ask you this question, you know, what makes you come alive and go and do that, or what lights you up? Think about, you know, is there more than one thing? Like, maybe there's a number of things that light you up, or a number of things that bring you joy. And really pay attention to those things. And if you don't know what they are, then, you know, there's lots of different things and lots of different ways that we can get at it. And I'm actually going to be running a program starting in a couple weeks. I'll tell you a little bit more at the end here about how to do that. But I just want you to think for right now about, you know, just some of the different things that you're interested in. I talked about this on last week's episode, but today I wanted to share with you a couple of things. One is, so last week, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this whole idea of designing a life you love, and it's something I've studied for years. I actually, as I mentioned last week, I'm a Barbara Sherr certified life coach. And this is one of the things I've been trained in, is to help people, you know, to figure out what it is you love to do, how to design a life you love. And so last week, I just want to tell you this, something happened that really got me thinking too about this whole idea of designing a life that you love. So my daughter is doing her Bachelor of Interior Design right now. And so it's kind of like being an interior architect, where they designed the interior of homes and living spaces, or actually I guess it could be commercial space as well. But we had the opportunity to actually go in and sit in on her class last week, where she was giving a presentation and her fellow classmates were giving presentations on homes that they had designed for clients. Like, so it wasn't a well, they were real world people. They were people in the world that they were designing it for. And if you were one of her clients, you would get invited, or one of the clients of a student, you could get invited. So my daughter had actually designed a house for my husband and I as part of the school project. And so we got invited to go and listen to the presentation and to her classmates' presentations as well. And so the whole idea of this project was to really think outside of the box and create a concept where you designed a space, designed a home. It was all based on the same location. So they all had the same piece of property to work with, and it had to be a 3,500 square foot home. And you needed to design it based on the interests of the people who would be living there, so of your clients. And it was so cool because when you think about nowadays, like so many houses are designed, they're kind of cookie cutter, right? Like, you know, it's like there'll be a development in the suburbs and they create, you know, maybe some variations on a design. But, you know, in this case, it's looking at a custom design, like based on the personalities of the people that are going to be living in this home. So, you know, one of the students, their clients love to travel. So they incorporated travel into the home and into the concept. Another person really loved traveling and music. And so they incorporated that. Someone else had this incredible sneaker collection. And so they made sure that there was like this whole wall where all these sneakers were on display in this home. And so you get the idea, right? They were looking at the people and their interests and their personalities and then designing homes around it. And my daughter designed a home, actually. She did such a good presentation. And it was, you know, she knows my husband and I both really love nature and trees. And so she incorporated all these elements of nature and just like from the windows to even this like live atrium, like with a courtyard in the house with plants and just so beautiful. And even like a wall with a waterfall on it. It was so cool and so beautiful. And so it got me thinking about how interesting it is to, you know, think about if you were to design a home based on someone's interests and their personality and, you know, what lights them up or what, you know, what makes them come alive. And I thought about, you know, our life, you know, what if we were to think about our life from that design perspective? And actually, there are people, there's a whole book on it. It's called Designing Your Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans. They've actually taken this whole idea of a design approach to designing your life. And they bring a designer's mind to it. So I have seen this done before as well. And it's a really cool concept. And so it made me think of one of the exercises too that I have used, and it's based on an activity that from Barbara Sher from one of her books. And as I mentioned on another episode, I'm a certified Barbara Sher coach, and she's all about, you know, designing a life that you love, and this whole idea of that what you love is what you're gifted at, and that we all have this zone of genius, and that is based on, and like the clues that we get from it are, you know, what we love. And so one of the activities, and I'm going to share it with you today because I thought it would be fun to share it and invite you to do this, because it is this whole idea of life design. But what you do is, rather than thinking about your whole life, you kind of look at just one component of it. And in this case, you look at one day. And you design an ideal day in your life. Now, oftentimes when I talk to people about this activity, they immediately go to thinking about, oh, a vacation day and I'm sitting on the beach and I'm in Hawaii or I'm in Bali or, you know, I'm doing this thing that is outside of the norm. However, for this particular activity, what you need to do is to actually design a day that would be part of your regular life. So what would, just think of, you know, what would you be doing on a Tuesday of your day-to-day life? So it's not a vacation day. It's not even a weekend day. I want you to think about if you were to design an ideal day, but of your regular day-to-day life, what would that look like? And I've talked before, I think on the podcast, there's a newer, like there's a positive psychology activity, a positive psychology based activity that you can do called Best Future Self. It's a little bit different. I want you to think about this one because I'm really talking about this whole concept of designing your life. And so what you do is you get a journal or a notebook, piece of paper, anything, give yourself about 15 to 20 minutes where you can really dream and not be interrupted, and design this day of your regular life, but an ideal day from the minute you wake up in the morning until the time you go to bed. And so, you know, think about in the morning when you first wake up, you know, well, and think about, you know, where are you? Like, where are you living? Where in the world and are you? And, you know, are you living in a mansion? Are you living in an apartment? Are you living in a condo? Are you, you know, where are you? Maybe you're living in a motorhome. I don't know. What is it? Where are you living? What are you doing? And so when you wake up in the morning, where are you? You know, and who are you living with? And what do you have for breakfast? What kind of clothes do you wear? What are you doing in that day? Are you going out and doing different things? Maybe you're meeting with clients. Maybe you're going down to your computer. Maybe you're writing or painting or playing music. What is it that you're doing? And then think about, you know, lunchtime. You know, who are you with and what are you eating and where are you? And then what are you doing in the afternoon with your time? How does that look? What about dinner time? Where are you? Who are you with? And then your evening. What are you doing in the evening? And what does that look like? So, and then design right up until when you go to bed at night. What is it that you're doing? So from the minute you wake up until the minute you go to bed, design that ideal day in your life, but a regular Tuesday of this ideal life of yours, and really take the time to do that. And the reason I invite, oh, and sorry, one other thing, this is really important too, is it doesn't have to be based in, you know, like exact reality. Okay. So, and the reason I say that is that more often than not, we don't really allow ourselves to stretch and to really dream. So, you know, we can look at the more realistic things later, but it's good to start with, you know, let the sky be the limit. Let yourself really dream. Because when you open that up, you open yourself up to possibility. And as I said in the last episode, we're very quick to censor ourselves and not really to give ourselves, we don't really give ourselves that permission to dream. So I invite you to have some fun with this activity, have some fun designing what your ideal day would look like. And again, this is an activity from Barbara Sher, who's written many books on designing your dream life and living a life that you love. And if you want to do more of, like, really bring some of your dreams into your life, and this is something that you want to be doing right now, whether it's based on this activity I've talked to you about today, or maybe you have a dream in your heart, maybe there's something that you have always wanted to do, maybe you've always wanted to write a book or play a musical instrument or perform on a stage or start a business or be a chef or start a charity. Maybe there's something you've always really, really wanted to do, and it's a dream in your heart. And I know a lot of my listeners, they'll start to say things to me like, you know what, Brenda, like, I had this dream, but it's too late. Or, you know, I'm already doing this other thing, and, you know, I'm getting ready to retire, and, you know, I think it's just too late for me to do that. Or, you know, I don't think that's really in the cards for me. It's something that they don't really want to let go of. It's something that they still, you can tell, it's something they still really, really wish that they could do. Or sometimes I find people will say to me, and I used to have this job where I worked for the government as an employment counselor, and I had to ask people what job they wanted us. We had this computer system, and it was matching people with jobs. And so they had to say, they had to name three jobs that they wanted to do. And it was interesting because they would list off the jobs that made sense based on their resume. And then I think we had a spot actually for 6 jobs. So the 3 that like sort of their top 3, but then 3 more that, you know, if something came up and maybe they could get training in it, you know, what's something that they might like to do. And so the first ones were always based on things on their resume. But then when I started to ask them, you know, to really stretch a little bit or, you know, what else if there was an opportunity to be trained in it, all of a sudden they would get this little twinkle in their eye. They would lean forward and they would kind of light up and they'd lower their voice and they would say, you know, so maybe they said in their top 3, like, oh, you know, I'll be a secretary because that's what I've always done. But then they lean forward when I ask them, you know, what else? And they'll say, you know what? I've always loved landscaping. I've always loved the idea of designing beautiful gardens for people. And then their eyes would just light up. And I saw this with so many people. And keep in mind, this job that I had, these were people that were long-term unemployed, and they'd been unemployed for so long that their EI had run out, or they were now actually on welfare. And I thought, wow, you know, isn't it interesting that even people that were in that situation, they hadn't lost their ability to dream and lean in and say, you know what, you know, something I've always wanted to do. And in my heart, I just always wanted them to be able to find a way to help them to do that dream that was in their heart. And unfortunately, the program I was in, you know, we had certain parameters, but there were training programs. So I always write down their dream because I thought, you never know, like if there's an employer that wants to train them in whatever that skill is that's part of their dream. So I would always encourage them to include those in their list of different jobs that they were interested in. But I say that because, you know, I think we often do have this dream, something we want to do, but somewhere along the line, someone has told us we can't do it, we shouldn't want that, or we've, you know, decided that there's no way we can ever do that thing that is a dream in our heart. And I'm here today to remind you that, yes, you can. You can find a way to do it. And it may not look exactly like what you have in mind, but as I talked about last week, there are pieces of it. There are little parts or essentials of that dream that you have, that there are ways, there can be ways to integrate that into your life. So before you're too quick to say, you know, there's no way I could ever do that, or I couldn't do anything like that, I invite you to allow yourself to dream and allow yourself to think about how you could maybe integrate even parts of that dream into your life. And so I'm going to be running a program. It starts on May 7th. And so if you're local to the Oakville area, it's going to be held in person because I'm thinking that people are ready for, I know we've been ready for a while, but I haven't been running in-person programs for a while, and I'm ready to do this in person, and I hope that you are too if you live in the area. I am running a program called Meant for More, Design a Life You Love, and it starts on Tuesday, May 7th. It's going to run in person in Oakville from 10 a.m. till 12 noon on Tuesdays, and it starts Tuesday, May 7th and goes until Tuesday, June 25th. So we'll be meeting on Tuesdays, and it's all about designing a life you love. And I'm calling it Meant for More because a lot of my clients will say to me, you know, I'm kind of just going through the motions, or, you know, I've been doing what I've been doing in my career, but I've always known I'm meant for more. I'm meant to be doing more. And it's been a dream of mine for a really long time to run this program. So although I've coached clients and I've done elements of this program as workshops before and goal setting, I have not run it before as an 8-week program. And so I'm really excited to help you to dive in and really design and create a life that you love. And it doesn't need to be career related. For some people, it will be, there's actually something called an encore career, where in the US alone, more than 31 million people between the ages of 44 and 70 want what is often called an encore career. So this is work that combines personal meaning, continued income, and social impact. And some of those people have found their encore careers. And many people still have no idea where to begin. And as I said earlier, some people do fear that it's too late in life to make a change. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. And what's really beautiful about this program, Barbara Sher would always say that isolation is the dream killer. And what I love about what we're doing with this program is I'm bringing people together, and we're going to be there as a team to help each other to reach their goals and help each other to be accountable to our dreams and to go after those dreams in a way that you aren't feeling alone, and that we'll be there with you every step of the way to hold you gently accountable, to dream with you, to come up with ideas together, and to help you with the inevitable fears and self-doubt that come up. When, you know, that always happens, right? Whenever we're going after something, even if it's something we really want to do, those self-doubts can creep in and that inner critic can creep in. And having people around you there to support you, I'll be there as the coach. And so it is like a group coaching program where we're all designing a life that we love. We're all designing that dream life. And you don't have to know what you want to do. We're going to take you step by step. Or maybe you do have a dream in your heart, you know what it is. And that's great too. So whether you know where to begin or you don't, we're going to make sure that we guide everyone together every step of the way, regardless of where they start. So if you're interested in that, check out the show notes, find out some more information, and sign up for that program that starts on Tuesday, May 7th. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if you have any questions for me, you can email me at brenda@bjasmine.com, or you can head on over to Instagram, where I'm @_BrendaJasmine. Jasmine, the name Jasmine has no E on the end, and you can send me a DM there. So here's to you and your flourishing life. I hope you're feeling inspired to do this activity where you design an ideal day, and that you also feel inspired to really realize that it's not too late to design the life of your dreams. Thanks for listening to the She Flourishes podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to keep on creating the flourishing life you deserve. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend who would benefit from it. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you're listening. To learn more about how you can live a flourishing life, head over to brendajasmine.com or follow me on Instagram @_BrendaJasmine. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, keep on sharing your gifts with the world. See you soon.